Okay. Good afternoon. This is the August meeting of the New York State Racing and Wagering Board from Schenectady, New York, where the track is fast and the turf is firm. Chairman John Savini joined by my colleagues Daniel Hogan and Charles Diamond. And as is our custom, we will open the meeting.
I call the meeting to order at 2:01.
First item of business would be open comment period. Any of the attended throngs and masses that wants to approach the microphone, now would be the time. Shockingly hearing none, we will now move the agenda.
The first matter is to approve the minutes of the board meeting held on July 29, 2011.
Members have copies of the July minutes. Any changes or corrections? Hearing none, entertain a motion to accept the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Items previously approved referred by the chair. There was 84. Any discussion or questions?
Nope.
Okay. Items previously approved, denied, or deferred by the board. There were 3. Items approved, denied, or deferred by the board today. And the first item would be Saratoga Harness requests to amend account wagering plan of operation for new electronic payment processor, Admiris Payment System.
This is the item I moved to table for further review last month. Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a request from Saratoga Harness to amend its internet and telephone account wagering plan of operation so that they begin to use the service of Admiris Payment Systems, an electric payment processor. This provider would be in addition to the previously approved providers that Saratoga does use already. Staff performed a limited background check of Admiris and did not find any material derogatory information. We're recommending that should the board approve this request, that all the other terms and conditions of the board's prior approval of Saratoga Harness Internet and Telephone Wagering Plan of Operation remain in effect.
Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor of moving the Saratoga Harness amendment to their account wagering plan for a new electronic payment processor, Admiris Payment Services, signify by saying aye.
And aye.
Aye. I'll note for the record that Mr. Diamond, item approved. Mr. Diamond and I attended the Garrity, Joseph Garrity Memorial Race at Saratoga Harness, and I think speaking for the both of us, we were pleased to see a nice crowd and, as usual, a well-kept racetrack. Next item.
2010 maintenance of effort payment 1017-2A and 2010 additional payment 1017-2B.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. This item is before the board for 2010. Section 1017 of the racing law, as you know, allows OTBs to simulcast thoroughbred racing at night. Section 1017-2A provides that when the OTB corporations do offer such wagering on thoroughbred racing at night, that certain minimum payments must be met to their regional harness tracks, and those payments have really been come to be known as maintenance of effort payments. At the end of 2010, staff had requested from all the OTBs the required schedules regarding the minimum payment payment schedules as provided for in statute, and those schedules are before the board and attached to this item. The summary is broken down, as you can see in our memo, that show the total amount each regional OTB owes to each of their regional tracks based on a comparison of the minimum Section 1015 payments made in 2002, which is the base year, to those made in 2010. Listed here are payments for Catskill, Nassau, Suffolk, and Capital. It should be noted, Western OTB is not included here. Western OTB did not provide any or offer any nighttime thoroughbred wagering. Therefore, they have no maintenance of effort payments. And New York City OTB is not listed here as they had closed and were unable to obtain that information. So staff is recommending that the board approve these schedules as provided for under section 1017-2A for the amounts listed. We also note that section, we did review the other minimum required payments provided for under section 1017-2B. That basically, that section of law provides that during each year, I'll read the section, makes probably more sense to, during each calendar year to the extent and at such time in the event the aggregate statewide handle after 7:30 p.m. on out-of-state and out-of-country thoroughbred races exceeds $100 million, each off-track betting corporation conducting such simulcasting shall pay to its regional harness tracks an amount equal to 2% of proportionate share of such handle. The OTBs did not exceed $100 million this year. even with New York City OTB, they wouldn't have exceeded that that number this year, so therefore there is no section 1017-2B payments to be approved. With that said, the board is recommending that the amounts listed, the maintenance of effort amounts listed in this memo, be approved as for payment. And I think we're in a required time.
It's my recommendation that if the board approves these schedules, that the board impose a no later than 30 days after this date for payment.
People can meet in court at 31 days, is that?
I expect that the Article 78 proceeding will be filed within that time frame, and it'll be joined with the one that's now pending for the prior year in Schenectady Supreme Court, and hopefully eventually arrive at the appellate division for consideration together with the case that the OTBs have now appealed to the appellate division.
Billable hours for all. Any questions or comments on the maintenance of effort payments for 2001 under section 1017-2A and 2B? Or not 2B? Hearing none, all those in favor of the maintenance of effort payments?
Aye.
Schedule? Maintenance effort payment schedule. Next item.
Bear Valley Racetrack request for alternate racing official, Philip Merkin-Betty.
Mr. Cassier-Gull doing multiple jobs these days.
Thank you, Chairman. Finger Lakes requested the approval of, for Philip Merkin-Betty to perform as an alternate racing official for the remainder of the 2011 season at Finger Lakes. Staff performed a limited suitability review, which is limited to credit history, public record search, and board licensing history review, and new fingerprints. Review disclosed no derogatory information. Staff is recommending Mr. Mercadetti be approved as a racing official for the remainder of the 2011 Finger Lakes racing season.
Questions or comments on an appointment of an alternate racing official for Finger Lakes?
Do you mean as an
Mr. Dunn.
Alternate official, Mr. Chairman, Stewart?
Yes.
Is he accredited?
No, I don't think he's a first store.
It's to be an alternate for placing judge, horse identifier, paddock judge, patrol judge, and clerk.
Okay. Not steward. Okay.
Yeah, so he's just as a backup should they need it.
I'm sorry.
Very good.
My mistake. Comments? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next item.
Western Regional OTB, New Easy Bet for Castria, Hub Lima.
Mr. Cassarola.
Thank you, Chairman. Western OTB requested an amendment to the plan of operation to now include a new Easy Bet facility at Shell's Pizza LLC, which is doing business as the Pastoria Pub.
What county is this in?
This is in Livingston.
Okay.
It's on West Main Street in Lima, New York. Shell's Pizza holds a valid liquor license. Suitability review was conducted on the business as well as the principal, and no derogatory information was disclosed. Should the board approve the request, staff recommends that the approval include the standard following conditions: that wagering and simulcasting at this facility be conducted in accordance with the terms of the operating agreement presented to the board and included in this package, as well as all applicable statutes and board rules, and that all wagering be conducted through self-service terminals only. and that the board's approval to operate an EasyVet facility at this location will expire and be of no force in effect in the event of any change in ownership or operation without prior written approval of the board. Also, it's expected that Western OTB Corporation will arrange for occasional inspections of this facility to ensure compliance with the plan of operation and relevant laws and board rules, and to certify to the board on a periodic ongoing basis that the conduct of wagering at this facility is in compliance with the foregoing. We're also recommending the board consider an additional condition to require the applicant remain in compliance with any other state obligations and agreements that is currently party to.
And that this application has a lot of hair on it. So that would include tax status, labor status, liquor license status. I think we should spell those out. As I said, there's hair on this thing. So any change in liquor license, labor law violations, or
the
tax
law violations, even
tax status. Okay. Any other questions or comments on the Pastoria Pub EasyVet application? Hearing none, we'll move the item. All those in favor of Western Regional OTB's EasyVet at Pastoria Pub in Lima or Luma, depending on your viewpoint. All those in favor?
Aye.
Item is passed. Next item.
Proposed thoroughbred alcohol testing rule and related harness rule revisions.
Mr. Firestein.
Thank you. This item involves the addition of a new thoroughbred rule to provide for alcohol testing in thoroughbred racing for jockeys and all licensees. There has been for a long time a harness rule, and there are amendments proposed to the corresponding harness rule to conform to what is now proposed as a thoroughbred rule. Essentially, the board has the text of the rule. The history of this basically is that in or about January of this year, the board solicited industry comment on the rule in its pre-proposal form in relation to this rule. There were various comments received, and they resulted in some change to the text of the rule. Because those changes were substantive, staff once again solicited pre-proposal industry comment with a deadline date of this past Monday, but the board has not only the comments that came in within that time period, but also comments that arrived yesterday there in the board's packets. And staff recommends that the board propose the addition of this thoroughbred rule and make the corresponding changes in the harness rule in accordance with the text. One of the changes is that the breath analysis instruments that are now required must have been approved by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which actually has, I believe, in the Code of Federal Regulations, a certain standards. And the rule also clarifies what happens in the event an individual is alcoholically impaired or refuses to be tested. The sanctions are basically those that exist with regard to the board's human drug testing rule, which is to say that they range from being barred from the track to that day to license revocation, however, most often, to the extent that it's a consistent, demonstrable problem, they result in an evaluation and compliance with conditions that may be established by certified substance abuse programs. I have one change to recommend to the board. In the packet there is a comment from the Empire State Harness Horsemen's Alliance, which consists of the Harness Horsemen's groups at five of the harness tracks. And one of the suggestions presented is to change the language where the presence of 0.05% alcohol in the blood by weight per volume appears to the presence of 0.05% or more. In order to clarify and make certain that it's understood by the industry that you don't have to register precisely 0.05. I think that's a worthwhile suggestion, and I would recommend, in order to avoid any possible confusion or any argument later on if the board took action against the licensee, that the text that you have in your package be amended to include or more.
First of all, I want to thank Member Charles Diamond for his hard work on this matter. This has been a project he's taken to heart, and thank him for his good work on this, as well as the work of staff on this. For those not familiar, this basically brings thoroughbred with a couple of tweaks to the harness rules in harmony with the harness rules. NIRA has been doing random testing, they tell us, for about a year now. Finger Lakes has not, but it is a safety issue for both the people and the animals involved in racing, and one who's, it's about time we did this for thoroughbred. Questions or comments from the board? Mr. Diamond?
I just have one comment. Thank you for your support, and also Bob and Mark for the great job that they did. Also, I might add that it just brings in New York State in line with the model rules that RCI adopted, so that's all good.
Bob.
Mr. Hogan.
If I may, is there a reason why we're using 0.05 when the state for vehicular purposes now uses 0.04 BAC for impaired and 0.08 for DUI? Is that something we might want to change?
Well, NIRA had suggested a stricter standard of 0.04, which is a standard that applies in certain industries. I'd have to go back and check, but for example, the airline and certain transportation, truck drivers perhaps. I thought that the vehicle and traffic law still specifies
0.05.
0.04, I'm pretty sure. I think it's 0.08 while impaired or while intoxicated. Yes. 0.06 is impaired.
Can we check?
It is.
It does the
model rules adopted 05 and then I think it's a long
in 05?
Adopted
0.05 for all of the states that are affiliated with
them. When was that, Member Diamond?
Oh, a couple years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, but I remember checking approximately 8 or 9 months ago the standards for New York State, and I believe it was 0.08 was the threshold for DWI. I think it's 0.06 is impaired.
If it's a lower number for impaired, could we change it to the state standard, or would that cause a bigger problem for us before we send it to the whole process?
I think that causes new problems with adopting the rule.
I don't think the board would be able to move the rule at this point. I think we have
some have comment.
Solicit further comment.
Forget I said anything. Aye.
However, I will check and advise the board.
Thank you. Okay, so with the proviso or the tweak that our council has asked for of 0.05 or over to satisfy the concern raised by the Standard Bred Horsemen's Association, will now move the rule as slightly amended. All those in favor of the proposed thoroughbred alcohol testing rule and related harness rule revisions signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Item is approved. Now we move to the adjudications that are part of our agenda. Who's our first contestant?
In the matter of Santiago B. Augusto.
Mr. Firestein.
Thank you.
How appropriate that we have him at our August meeting.
This results from a post-suspension hearing for Mr. Augusto, who is a harness racing groom. The board had previously summarily suspended his license based upon a June 25, 2011 positive drug test, which also was a violation of the terms of his consent to conditions for reinstatement. There was a hearing held before Member Hogan in this matter. Mr. Augusto did not appear, and Mr. Hogan has submitted the attached decision, which is before you, in which he recommends that the board continue the suspension until such time as Mr. Augusto demonstrates fitness to participate in horse racing by completing an accredited drug abuse program. And I would presume if the board upholds this recommendation that the board is also indicating the normal staff conditions of a clean urine test and so on.
Okay, Mr. Hogan will be recusing himself from this vote?
I will, in fact.
You were attending, but Mr. Augusto was not. Any questions or comments, Mr. Diamond?
None, sir.
Hearing none. Those in favor of the hearing officer, supporting the hearing officer's report on the Santiago Augusto matter, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
In the matter of the disqualification of KFB Espada at Batavia Downs.
Mr. Firestein.
Thank you. This case involves a race at Batavia Downs in which both the owner and the trainer of KFB Espada appealed from the decision of the judges to disqualify and place KFB Espada last for violation of the breaking rule, which is 4117.10. The Office of Counsel moved to dismiss the appeal on the basis that this is a non-reviewable judgment call on the standards in place at the board as established by prior adjudicatory matters. The designated hearing officer was Clemente Parente, and he recommends that the motion to dismiss be granted and the appeal be dismissed.
Questions or comments on the KFB Espada disqualification of Batavia? Hearing none, all those in favor of the report of the hearing officer, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
In the matter of Dean M. Eckley.
Mr. Firestein.
Thank you. This matter originated with an order to show cause last year involving harness trainer Dean Eckley. There was a recommended suspension of 180 days and a fine of $1,000, and the Office of Counsel also sought any additional penalty to be imposed as the board would deem appropriate. This matter involved incidents on April 18th of 2010, April 24th of 2010, and June 26th, 2010, in which it was alleged, and the hearing officer has found credible, that Mr. Eckley basically abused board officials by using profane language and threatening them. The There was a hearing held and testimony from witnesses, which included Mr. Eckley. The hearing officer has submitted the report that you have before you, in which he recommends that Mr. Eckley's license be revoked based upon a pattern of disrespectful and abusive conduct toward racing officials.
The report, which is not G-rated, kind of says it all. Mr. Eckley has been charged with something pretty serious here, and abuse of our officials is not something we should take lightly, in my humble opinion. Questions or comments on this case?
I have a comment.
Mr. Diamond.
Mr. Chairman, I read the report and dissected it, and I think the revocation sends a clear message that Mr. Eckley's pattern of abuse and threatening conduct and disrespect won't be tolerated by the Racing and Wagering Board. So I'm all in favor of the revocation.
I have a question on the licensing. Does he have any problems outside New York since he's not a New York resident?
His history, as discussed by the hearing officer, involved other matters in at least one of the state involving misconduct in relation to racing officials.
And what state was that?
Every state.
No, I think it was in. I was about to say Illinois, but I would like to check. It was Illinois.
Well, it's his home state. Maybe we should go back now.
And Pennsylvania.
Great. All those in favor of the, unless there's any other questions or comments, in favor of the hearing officer's determination on the Dean Eckley matter, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
In the matter of Mark the Crux appeal of the disqualification of Dang Near Idiot Proof in the third race at Saratoga Raceway on July 23rd, 2010.
Apparently not.
I guess there was
Mr. Firestein.
In this matter, the driver of the horse appealed from the placement decision of the judges at Saratoga Raceway. The judges disqualified and placed Dang Near Idiot Proof from 4th to 6th place based on interference by that horse during the third race on July 23rd of last year. Once again, the Office of Counsel moved to dismiss the appeal on the ground that those placement decisions are not reviewable absent certain circumstances which are not present here. Upon review of what was an uncontested motion, the designated hearing officer, Mr. Parente, I submitted the report that the board has before with the record in which Mr. Plante recommends that the motion to dismiss be granted and that the appeal be dismissed.
Noting that the horse that was interfered with was named It's a Diamond, I'll offer Mr. Diamond the opportunity to recuse himself if he sees fit, because the offended party in this is an eponymous horse. Hearing no other comments or questions, we'll move the item. All those in favor of holding the hearing officer's report on the appeal of Dang Near Idiot Proof in the third race at Saratoga Raceway, July 23rd, 2010, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved.
Items for board information discussion, there are 8. Okay, and there was no follow-up items.
I want to, before we adjourn, thank the staff both here and at the various racetracks around the state for their cooperation and hard work in achieving as much racing as possible without penalty to people being late under tough driving conditions on Monday, particularly those going to Monticello, Tioga, and Yonkers, the prudent decision by NYRA not to race on Sunday and bring people out Sunday morning only to cancel. Good that they didn't do that. So I wanted to note that for the record. With that, we'll move to adjourn at 2:31, I guess it is. We'll move. Thank you very much for your attention.
You found him, Mark. Yeah.
Maybe a turn.
Mark.